Mike, you spent a lot of time breaking down the Giants' defense. Tell me something about the defensive line and how they're waving that talented group through and what we can look for Sunday night.
Well, thanks, Baldy. Any discussion of the Giants' defense always starts with their pass rush. Now, the Giants only have 6 sacks this year, but don't let that fool you. These guys are applying a lot of pressure, and they're doing it by rotating their linemen, keeping guys fresh, and by moving guys around to take advantage of matchups. The Giants have so much depth on their defensive line that they can take star pass rushers out of the game and still apply enough pressure. Take Osi Umenyiora, former Pro Bowler with 70 career sacks. He is only playing 60% of defensive snaps for the Giants this year. Mathias Kiwanuka, an excellent all-around pass rusher, is only playing about 49% of snaps, but those snaps are coming all over the field, from defensive end to outside linebacker. Justin Tuck, the heart and soul of the defense, only has to play about 70% of Giants' defensive snaps this year. Like Kiwanuka, he moves all over the formation, defensive end, defensive tackle, and sometimes rushes from a linebacker position. One guy who never leaves the field, though, is Jason Pierre-Paul, the breakout star of the defense. This season, Jason Pierre-Paul has been on the field for 88% of snaps. He only comes out for little bumps and bruises and against the Panthers in garbage time. Now, these guys are playing great football, so how come they only have 6 sacks? One reason is that the Giants' defense is not on the field very much. The Panthers and the Buccaneers only ran 52 and 55 offensive plays against the Giants. That's way below the NFL average. What it boils down to is you can't sack the quarterback if you already forced a 3-and-out and put him on the bench.
When we look at the New York Giants defense, it starts with their pass rush, and they've got a talented defensive line. And one of their packages is they put 4 defensive ends on the field. Let's just take a look at that package here, Ike, and identify who the players and the participants are. Because outside here is Justin Tuck, next to Kiwanuka, next to Jason Pierre-Paul, and on the outside, Osi Umenyiora. I mean, that's what they call the NASCAR package. Let's just take a look at a couple plays here, Ike, against the Panthers.
Yeah, they're trying to create a matchup advantage for themselves versus some of the slower inside players. And when you rush these 4 guys inside and bring an extra guy, now the offensive line is confused as to who to pick up.
Well, I mean, just not that, but the speed that they play at. I mean, they bring pressure off the corner. Now you've got 4 athletes and a defensive back chasing your quarterback off the spot. So you get 4 great pass rushers, and then you get a blitz behind it. Now, on this play right here, you're going to get Jason Pierre-Paul over here, Kiwanuka, Osi, and Tuck. But on this particular play, they're bringing both inside linebackers, Michael Boley. They're shooting the A-gap. So they're getting a 6-man pressure on the quarterback, and look what it does to Cam Newton.
And he has to get rid of the ball quick. And most importantly here, you see, Baldy, Cam Newton doesn't have the ability to step up in the pocket.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, the Carolina Panthers have it all picked up, but you can see what pressure does to Cam. He doesn't step into that throw, like you said, Ike. It's a little bit behind him, and the result is it's interception. In the rectangle there is Jason Pierre-Paul, and when he goes inside to tackle, Ike, he's a penetrator. And against the Cowboys on the opening game of the season, he got into Romo's face. Like you said, that's not a sack, but this is the one bad throw Romo had in the game. I mean, he gets right into his lap. He can't step into this throw. Look at the result.
And the Giants have great instinctive middle-of-the-field defenders, whether it's the safety or Michael Boley, who's becoming one of the best pass-coveraging linebackers. They want you to get rid of that ball quick, throw it up soft, and they're looking for the turnover there. The sack is not necessarily the motive.
In addition to the great pass rushers, they also blend scheme here, Ike. And so in this play against Tampa, I mean, they're showing basically a max blitz. They got 7 up at the line of scrimmage. Now, to Mike Vick, who's coming, who's not coming? But the good thing here is, Ike, it's probably one-on-one on the outside.
Yeah, and the quarterback has to recognize that, meaning he has to get rid of the ball quick. And Josh Freeman sees a free blitz, a one-on-one coverage on the outside, throws a great pass to Vincent Jackson, touchdown Tampa Bay.
This is a free rusher right now. Josh Freeman, though, shows poise on this play. He doesn't scramble, doesn't try to duck out of the way. He knows he's got one-on-one on the outside. He cuts it loose.
Yeah, the defense brings one more guy than the offense can protect.
Yep.
He's the quarterback's guy. Quarterback sees him there, knows he has to stand in there. He may take a big hit, but he delivers the throw, and it's a touchdown to Vincent Jackson.
And you know the Eagles' preparation this week, they looked at this play.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike has got to look at that play and go, look, if you can hold in there, if you can buy just a second of time, you got that available on the outside. And, look, the Giants' secondary has been beat up. You know, a lot of young guys playing right now. Maybe you can get, you know, a big play off that pressure.